to God Heals Me, a program for busy kids. Hi, I'm Juliana, and we've got a fun story to tell and an important lesson to share. Be sure to listen at the end of the show for a special web address, where you'll find information about an exciting new activity book created just for kids. It teaches us all how to live a healthy, happy life. But for now, sit back, relax, and enjoy the program. Thanks for tuning in. Here's our storyteller, Uncle Charles.
Thank you, Juliana. Surprises can be fun. If it's your birthday or Christmas, who doesn't like to be surprised by a cool gift or two? But when it comes to health, surprises can be just a little shocking. Just ask the boy in our story today. He discovered that sometimes being surprised isn't fun. It's time for another installment of Tommy Torkelson's Adventures in Health. Whew! Boy, am I glad that job is finished, Tommy said as he wiped beads of sweat from his forehead with the back of his hand. Mowing the lawn in the middle of summer is a hot job. Now for a little refreshment. He hurried into the kitchen where his mother was busy cooking supper. Stopping at the refrigerator, he withdrew a large pitcher of water and filled a glass with clear liquid. His mother watched him sigh, then take a sip. Tommy, you don't look happy. Tommy shook his head. I'm sorry, Mom, but when a guy is hot and tired, he doesn't want water. He wants soda pop. Water is boring. Oh, the woman said, walking over to the cupboard. Tell you what, I'll turn your glass of water into a nice soda drink. Would you like that? Sure, Tommy enthused, but how are you going to do that? Mother smiled. I'll just do the same thing that the big companies do when they turn water into soda. First, I'll add some food coloring. There we go. Now your water is a nice dark color. Looks good, Mom, Tommy encouraged. Now, the most important part, I'll add some table sugar. She opened a box and dipped a teaspoon into it. All right, here we go. That's one. That's two. That's three. That's four. Mom, Tommy said. That's five. That's six. Mom, I think you've put enough sugar in it. That's seven. That's eight. Mom, enough with the sugar. And there's nine. Just like the big companies do. 9 teaspoons of sugar and 1 glass of soda? Yep, 9. They all do it. Some add even more, Tommy gasped. That's too much. That's not right. That's not healthy, the woman suggested. Yes, that's not healthy. I learned in health class that sugar is okay in really small amounts, but 9 teaspoons and 1 glass of water? It'll drive my body crazy, to say nothing about how fattening that is. Mother smiled. Tommy, you're right. It is too much. When your body is thirsty, it needs water. Plain old, simple, boring water. So, if you want to be healthy, you give your body exactly what it needs, not something that tastes like a candy factory. Understand? Tommy grinned and hurried to the entrance to the kitchen. Then he turned around and walked back in again. Mowing the lawn in the middle of summer is a hot job, he announced. Now, for a little refreshment. Hey, Mom, may I have a big glass of cool water, please? The woman smiled. Coming right up, she said. What a great lesson for us all. The next time your body says, hey, I'm thirsty, don't think sweet, think pure, refreshing water. Your body will thank you with years of good health.
Thanks, Uncle Charles. Now, I'd like to invite everyone to stop by GodHealsMe.org to check out a new book filled with stories, games, and puzzles to help us all live a healthy, happy life. Here's the best part. This important information comes straight from the Bible. It's fun, exciting, and I promise that you'll learn something new every day. Remember that web address, GodHealsMe.org. That's GodHealsMe.org. Until next time, this is Juliana and Uncle Charles wishing you lots of health and happiness. See ya!